This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Finally, Friday, last day of the month. Where'd the summer go? Labor Day weekend is upon us. New research has confirmed farm animals can recognize human emotions and respond accordingly. They say happy, smiling farmers can make their livestock feel better. And happier animals taste better. So if you see a farmer out smiling at his cows in the field, you'll get it. Or maybe it's just a funny farmer. And since we're on the topic of eating meat, new research out of Canada says eating a lot of red meat and cheese can actually help you live longer. What? McMaster University in Ontario says they know their research flies in the face of past science, but they found 3 portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat a day can reduce your risk of an early death by 25%. Well, okay then. The animal crackers story isn't over. Nabisco famously redesigned their animal cracker boxes this month, changing the artwork to take the animals out of cages and allowing them to roam free. So they thought they were done. But not so fast. Now critics are saying Nabisco didn't go far enough. One writer says the new artwork doesn't address any of the underlying issues of ethics, exploitation, and corporate greed. Aren't these just cookies? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hang on. USA Today reveals Gorilla Tape is the best duct tape of 2018. Obviously setting themselves up for next week's headline, You're Using Your Duct Tape All Wrong. Hear about the beach in France that had to close because of the frisky dolphin? Yeah, beach in France's Brittany region. Closed to swimmers because there's a dolphin named Zafar that's looking for love in all the wrong places. Zafar has been getting frisky with beachgoers and pretty much anything that moves in the water he calls home. That includes boats. Poor Zafar. What's a good dolphin got to do to get a date in France? Craft beer. It's a big deal and has become big business. But some think maybe it's become too big. Has craft beer gone over the edge? Some breweries are now charging more than $20 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans. That's $5 or more for a pint, and you're not even at the bar. Even if you're doing or buying something you really love, where do you draw the line on costs? Did you spend $200 on a concert ticket, $100,000 on a car? What's the limit for a pair of shoes or jeans? Researchers at the University of Michigan found that people with strong muscles are 50% less likely to die at a younger age. They say weight training can significantly decrease your chances of dying early. Time to hit the weight room? This just makes my skin crawl. You know how frightened you get when you're driving and a spider or bee appears in the car? Well, how about this owner when he found an entire hornet's nest inside his car? Back seat of his El Camino. Local beekeeper says hornets look for safe and closed areas to build their nests. Might have thought they would have looked for an old AMC hornet to live in. Spencer Rivers will be showing up tomorrow at Stanley Johnson Park for the All Crafts Fair in South Haven with the Cozy Supervan. It's the first stop on our Cozy Fall Tour. Brought to you by great folks like Bloomingdale Communications, Apple Insurance of South Haven, and Bumbleberry Acres. This broadcast starts at 11, part of a busy Labor Day weekend on Super Hits 103.7. Don't forget, we kick off our Z to A alphabet of classic hits this afternoon at 3, right up to the MSU Utah kickoff. And we'll resume tomorrow. Knucklehead news out of North Carolina, where federal agents thought they'd made one of the sweetest drug busts in American history. Until a lab test revealed they'd brought in more than 10 pounds of pure sugar. Feds were acting on a tip when they raided a home in Wilmington and a field test turned up positive for fentanyl. But after a splashy press conference revealing the find, further testing proved the bust to be half-baked. Since the substance in question was simple sugar, authorities admit they used a commercial test available for $10 on Amazon for the original vetting. And that's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station. Even over the weekend, we have a drop box outside the building. 11637 M140 across from McFadden's, where we're located. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are available at WCSY.com. If you missed one this week, you can catch up. And they're also available on great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and Podcast Republic. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz on our website. We'll email it to you. Of course, it's always on Facebook. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday, Labor Day. Have a safe, happy weekend.